My name in game is Commander Maya Faye. Nobody knows me, so I'm a totally random person trying to interview you. I don't know how to make an interview. So, what's your name in game?
My name in game is Commander Alex Brentnell, and I'm part of the Fuel Rats.
You are Alex Brentnell. I have you in... Oh, yes, you will not remember me, but I was... I almost make a shot because I was inside of the station looking at your anaconda.
Oh, right.
Yes, I'm the enthusiastic.
Oh, awesome.
I got a big fine only for watching. Okay, anyway, so that's the first question. What make you become a Fuel Rat?
I really like the idea of players helping players, and I posted initially on the thread when it was first made and really liked the idea. I really got involved later on when I went out exploring because I really liked the idea of somebody who's spent months and months on exploring round or weeks and they've got all their game there. It's practically saving somebody's save game. And to be able to do that in a game, I think that's fantastic. I don't know of any other game where you can save someone so many hours of effort and work. So.
Fantastic. And what do you think that you need to be a good fuel rat?
It's mainly a good nature. So it's, you have to get into the atmosphere. It's all about being friendly and helping other people. You don't have to be the best pilot. You don't have to be online all the time. You don't have to be a fuel rat 24/7. You just have to be generally a nice person. I mean, there's a lot of fuel rats who have never actually saved anyone, but they're always there on the channel and they're chatting and we're all having a good time. We meet up and yeah, it's mainly about who you are, really.
What's the most dangerous things you faced as a fuel rat? The most challenging or dangerous thing?
The most dangerous thing is really the unknown. So when you're going to help a player, often you don't know who they are. You've never met them before. It could be someone in Russia. It could be someone in Spain. It could be someone in England or America. You really never know who you're meeting. So there have been a few incidents, but they're very rare, maybe one in every 3,000 rescues where somebody's there wanting to shoot at you. But we all have rebuys, we all fly what we can afford, so that's fine. The other major risk is obviously the game and the instancing, but that's got so much better over the past few years, and Frontier have even asked the fuel rats to help feed data in, as well as other groups have fed data in, and the instancing these days is really, really top. So,
what's the most rewarding thing of being a fuel rat, or the most beautiful thing about being a fuel rat? What makes you feel more proud?
It's two things, really. As I've said before, the being able to save, or for me personally, being able to save an explorer is always really rewarding. But it's also the community. They are just really a really nice bunch of people, and probably the best people I've met in gaming, just because they're there purely to help other people. They're not there for profit, they're not there for anything else. So that's the most rewarding bit for me.
Anyone has thank you with original way, like making a song about you or something like that?
I don't know a song about me personally, but the one thing that was really cool, which I found out a few weeks ago, is that the EDRPG have actually got my name in the RPG.
We have it.
Excellent. Yeah, that was a real surprise because he was one of the fuel rats. He was one of the clients, as we call them, who was out exploring, and one of the people I went to try and help save, which he was saved at the end. It wasn't me that rescued him, but it's great.
Are you planning to join the Rogue Rats or the Repair Rats?
I'm already in the Repair Rats. I'm currently going around the galaxy along with Commander Furry Cat from the Buckyball races, and we're repairing explorers all around the galaxy. I've seen the Rock Rats. I really want to get involved, but I have so little time these days, so maybe someday.
Thank you very much. Anything you want to say to the Spaniards? Don't worry, most of them, they will not understand it.
Oh, no, you guys are awesome. It's always interesting for us when we get people that don't speak English, because it's all don't speak English as a first language, because that gives a lot of our fuel rats that know other languages a chance to shine, which is always interesting for us and fun. So.
Okay, thank you very much. That was fantastic. Okay, that was Commander Maya Petra trying to interview Commander Alex Brentnell. And that's all. Bye.